PhD in nutritional biochemistry, as well as many other certificates and fellowships. Dr. Talbot is the author of over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, fitness, and wellness. He has served as a nutrition educator for a variety of elite-level athletes, including professional triathletes, NBA basketball players, and members of the U.S. ski team, the U.S. track and field team, the U.S. Olympic Training Center. As an athlete himself, Sean has competed at the elite level in rowing, cycling, and triathlon. He has completed, I believe, 18 Ironman competitions. 18 Ironman competitions. Completed 18 Ironman competitions. Dr. Talbot's research is primarily focused on metabolism, weight loss, sports nutrition, and human performance, with a particular emphasis on developing interventions to improve vigor, defined as a three-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being. His work on obesity prevention and vigor improvement have been featured in media outlets around the world, including the Dr. Oz Show and at the White House as part of Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to fight childhood obesity. It is my distinct honor to present Dr. Sean Talbot.
Thanks, Jeffy. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, you guys. Wow, this is a great turnout. How do I get my slides to show? All that intro and I can't even work my slides, right? This is a fantastic church. Sorry that all you guys are standing, but it'll be a good workout for you, right? So you have that going for you. Oh, no. Now I have to do this. And now I have to do this. I promise I know what I'm doing. Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for being here, you guys, tonight. I really appreciate it. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you guys about a bunch of things. I'll talk about our products, obviously. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. I'll talk about LifeVantage products. I'll talk about sort of bigger picture, where I think the company is going because of the area of metabolism that we're addressing, something called NRF2 metabolism, which I'll explain in a little bit. But I want to give you a perspective for how big an opportunity this potentially could be, because it all centers on this, what I have on this first slide. It all centers on this idea of stress in the world, stress in our environment, stress in our relationships, stress, financial stress, you know, all sorts of different stress that can really be, we can measure it now down to the cellular level. We can see what this kind of stress that you see on this slide, the stress of work, the stress of pollution, the stress of relationships, that kind of stuff. We can measure that right down to the cellular level, even more than that, right down to the genetic level, and see what the impact of chronic stress is on the body and on health and on disease states and on longevity and on a whole bunch of different things. So let me ask you this. Does anybody in here have stress and is interested in... Why do you laugh? No, seriously, why do you guys laugh when I ask that question? Everyone's got it, right? Everyone's got it. Everyone's got it up to here. It's all around you. You can't escape from it, right? So what I'm not going to do as a nutritionist and a physiologist is stand up here and say, well, you know what you guys need to do? You need to get your 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, and you need to get your 8 hours of sleep, and you need to reduce your stress, and you need to be more physically active on, you know, most days of the week than you probably are right now. You know, I'm not going to stand up here and do those kinds of things, because you've heard that before. You've heard that from people like me. And maybe you've done it, maybe you haven't done it. But the thing is that there's other things we can do. I still want you to do those things. I'm not letting you off the hook. I still want you to eat right. I still want you to exercise. I still want you to get enough sleep, all that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of other things we can do at the same time. So if all of these sources of stress, which are kind of obvious, and these sources of stress, which might be less obvious, you know, getting 6.5 hours of sleep instead of the 8.5 that we're supposed to get, things like only getting 1 or 2 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables every day instead of the 5 to 10 that we're supposed to have, you know, things like getting more servings of French fries than servings of, you know, any other fruit or vegetable, you know, those are things that can slowly break down our cells, break down our, cause damage to our DNA, cause damage to our cell membranes, allow us, if you're an athlete, to not recover quick enough. If you're somebody who has a chronic condition, not let that condition do what the body's supposed to do, which is heal that damage in the body, right? So it all comes down to this concept of stress, but when I measure it, and I said we can measure it right down to the cellular level, what I mean is that we can restore balance in the body. When we measure this, we're typically measuring an imbalance between free radicals, these oxidizing chemicals that can cause damage, and antioxidants, right? We can measure the balance in the cell between those two things, the good and the bad. We can measure the difference between compounds called cytokines, which are inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. If you have too much of the inflammatory state, that's going to be bad. Your cell is going to break down faster than it's going to build up. We want to get yourself back in balance. We can measure the balance of neurotransmitters in your brain to see if you are feeling the way you want to feel in terms of mood and mental focus and well-being and things like that. So it all comes back to this idea of maintaining balance in the body. And when you're out of balance, that's stress. Stress causes imbalance. That imbalance leads to cellular dysfunction. That cellular dysfunction leads to tissue dysfunction, and then something breaks. And the thing that's interesting about studying what I call cellular stress, which I've done for most of my career, is that a lot of people have gotten to the place in their lives where they just kind of accept it, right? They've got an ache, they've got a pain, they've got a certain level of fatigue, they feel a certain level of their age in their bodies, and they just kind of go, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? I'm getting older, I have a stressful life, I have a stressful job, I have a stressful family, whatever the case may be, I'm not eating right, but I'm trying as hard as I can, I have a few extra pounds, whatever the case may be, they've accepted it as sort of a normal state. And it might be kind of an average state out there, but it's certainly not normal, because if you're in balance, if you can get all of those cells back in balance, you're gonna feel a heck of a lot better, and you're gonna look a heck of a lot better, and you're gonna perform a heck of a lot better in any area of your life. And that's really what we're trying to do here at LifeVantage, through some really, really novel biochemical pathways. And it all comes back to this concept of getting your cells back in balance if they're out of balance now, and if they're in balance, keeping them in balance in the face of the stressful world that we live in. Does that make sense to everybody so far? Okay, so it can get really complicated really fast, and I'm going to show you some data from some of our studies. We've got about, I could pick from about 24 different studies right now to pick out data to share with you. So I'm just going to show you a little bit of it tonight. But if somebody in here wants to really get into the data, there's a couple of places that I can forward you to, so you can get a lot more data than I'm able to go through in the 30 or so minutes that I'm going to talk tonight. One of them is here, this Deadly Antioxidants book. This is 3 chapters that have been excerpted from a book that's coming out in October, a bigger book that's going to be, you know, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all that kind of stuff. The reason it's called Deadly Antioxidants is because it talks about this idea of protecting the body the wrong way, which is what most people are doing right now, to the tune of about $1 billion a year, by buying vitamin E and vitamin C and selenium and beta carotene and those sorts of things. I'll talk a little more about that in a little bit. That's the wrong way to do it, and there's a whole chapter about that, about the problems associated with that. The other part of the book is talking about how you can do it the right way, which is the very newest area, the cutting edge area of nutrition and medicine right now, encouraging your body to protect itself and repair that damage. That's this NRF2 pathway I'll talk about later. So this is available. These NRF2 brochures are an even shorter digestion of just a particular area, so just about NRF2 and cancer, just about NRF2 and cardiovascular disease, or the brain, or the skin, or whatever the case may be. We've got 2 new ones that are going to be coming out. How many people are going to the Orlando Elite Academy? Awesome. We'll have 2 new brochures there, one about athletes, and we'll have an updated one on skin with some really cool pictures. And if anybody went to the San Antonio Science Seminar, you know what pictures I'm talking about. So those are there. We do things like this. We make videos called LifeVantage Labs so people can understand the nuances and the science behind the products. Because what this business is not about is about becoming a product expert. You're going to hear from some excellent business people. This is the first time I've had the pleasure to share the stage with Brandon Cunningham. And you're going to learn some amazing things about how these products can be the base of a very lucrative business if you decide to go that way. But it's not about becoming a scientist. It's not about trying to repeat everything that I repeat up here in terms of the data. We have these booklets for people who like to read. We have videos for people who like to watch. I'm recording this right now, and I'll post it up on a website later on and send out the link for people who like to download it and listen. You know, so we try to put this information in a way that's very consumable for people so that this business can be about networking. This business can be about sharing an opportunity, and then the people who are interested in that will jump on, and the people who won't, won't. So if we think about stress as the problem, whether we think about emotional stress, financial stress, environmental stress, nutritional stress, any of the stuff that I mentioned before, the solutions for that we can reduce down into products, right? We can look at Protandim as our source for reducing cellular stress throughout the entire body. And I'll show you some data that proves that point in just a little bit. We have a product like TrueScience that reduces the stress that you might call aging, right? As we're sitting here right now, we're all aging, right? You're never going to get this hour back, sorry. As we're sitting here, we're converting the food we ate earlier in the day into energy. And about 4% of that conversion of the oxygen we're using to convert that food into energy is leaking out as free radicals. It's causing cellular stress throughout the body. It's causing an aging effect on the skin. We can prevent that with topical application of these Nrf2 activators. If we think about just being tired, that's something that is a cellular stress. It's cellular stress because it leads to brain fog, and that can be perceived as fatigue. It leads to your mood being suppressed. That can be perceived as fatigue. Stress in general can be perceived as fatigue. So if we can use Nrf2 activators that have specific uptake parameters in the brain, we can get that effect tissue-directed. So we can get it a little bit throughout the whole body with Protandim. We can get it tissue-directed on the skin with TrueScience. We can get it tissue-directed in the brain with Axio, so that people feel better. And so sometimes I joke around a little bit that it's not an energy drink, Axio, it's an anti-fatigue drink. And I think you'll get a perspective for that when I show you the data that we've collected. And then some of the stuff we're working on right now is more in what you might call the performance area. Because, you know, I wrote a book 10 years ago or so that was around this idea of stress making you fat. And the reason for that is that we experience this stress. It causes this cascade of metabolic changes throughout the body that lead to cellular imbalances and metabolic imbalances that encourage our bodies to gain weight around the midsection, that encourage our bodies to lose muscle mass, to lose energy, to wrinkle, to become damaged and not build back up again. So once you're out of balance, you're kind of screwed in certain ways until you get yourself back into balance. And once you get yourself back into balance, good things can happen. And I'm going to show you some data from some of our research studies that show that. So when I talk about performance, we can tissue direct this effect now, and we can say, here are some Nrf2 activators that are more active in fat tissue, or more active in muscle tissue, or more active in skin, or brain, or on average throughout the whole body. And we have the data to prove that kind of stuff. And it gets us to a point where if you do all that in somebody, you can get to a state that I often refer to as the best future you. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we all start from a different place, right? So I know there's some athletes here. They want to increase their performance. They want to be faster on the bike, right? A lot of you don't care about that, right? That's the furthest thing from your mind. You might want to look better in the mirror, right? And they don't care about that at all. Other people want to feel more energetic. Other people want to have better mental focus. Other people just want to be healthy and don't necessarily want any of those benefits that I talked about. They just want to be healthier and, you know, be balanced in their body, right? So there's all kinds of benefits here for people to come in a different doorway into this LifeVantage benefit. Okay? And here are the products, right? So I'm going to go through a little bit and talk about each one of those products. And I want you guys to think about this. It's not just me, this guy from LifeVantage Corporate, that's talking about this area of metabolism. It really, really is one of the hottest areas of science right now. This entire area of cellular stress and fighting back against cellular stress, rebalancing the body. You might say, rebalancing the body. That's probably the easiest way for me to describe it. These are some of the scientific conferences that this topic has been front and center at over the last year. I've posted all of these up on my personal blog site, seantalbot.com, so you can see the slides. Sometimes you can hear the audio if I've recorded it. Sometimes there's video. And I post it here for a very particular reason. A lot of this stuff can't go on the LifeVantage website because a lot of it is very scientific in origin. So in some of these, I'm talking about NRF2 metabolism and cancer. That's something we can't talk about in the context of our products. And as a public company, we really want to make sure that we're doing what the law prescribes, right? So the law, the FDA specifically says this stuff, marketing stuff about the product should go on one website. Scientific stuff can go on another website as long as you're not selling any product. So we're really careful about doing that kind of stuff. In about a month, all of this stuff we're going to move off of my personal website onto a third-party NRF2 science website. So it's going to be a repository for all of those people where you can send them to hear all this information from, you know, the TED conferences, from lifestyle medicine, from anti-aging, all that kind of stuff. So let's talk about that. Let's use oxidative stress as one type of cellular stress that's in the body. But as I said before, it could be inflammatory stress. It could be glycation stress, which is a blood sugar kind of a stress. It could be just regular old stress where we have too many stress hormones like cortisol. Once that happens, the body's out of balance. And you can see some of the sources here, right? Air and water pollution, fast food, contaminants, inadequate intake of fruits and vegetables. I think you could probably find at least one of those things that resonates with you, right? And a lot of people go down the whole list and they're like, oh, I got them all. Oh, no, that's bad. You know, jackpot. Oh, boo. But when people are in that state, right, and realize they need to protect themselves, right, they need to protect themselves from aging or any of those other things, this is what they do. They run out to the Walgreens or the grocery store and they say, I'm going to get some antioxidants because I heard or I read or my friend told me that's a good thing. And they'll get vitamin E and they won't realize that instead of protecting themselves, it's not protecting them, it's actually leading to more problems. Vitamin E and the higher risk of prostate cancer. Their beta carotene and higher risk of lung cancer. Their certain other antioxidants and higher risk of skin cancer or higher risk of mortality. Right? Do you guys know what mortality is? Bad side effect to get from your vitamins. So, you know, I'll show this slide very often at the scientific conference that I talk to. This exact slide I'll put up, and it'll be a full room like this of other PhDs and MDs and other scientists. And they'll look at that slide and they'll go, yeah, we know this. It's old news. These data are 10 years old, these publications. And a lot of times, this is the very, very first time that most people in a public forum like this have heard that story, that these vitamins can not only be ineffective, but can be damaging in some very important ways. And, you know, I think that this year, 2015 is going to be the year that this idea tips into the public domain. And people realize, because they're going to start hearing it on the nightly news and in USA Today and on Dr. Oz and those sorts of things, they're going to realize, wait, I shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. I shouldn't be supplementing with these high-dose isolated synthetic antioxidants because they're not protecting me. They're actually causing a problem. What do I do? What should I do to protect myself from this world around me? And what they should do is this other raft of scientific data. So there's a body of scientific literature that says don't do this, don't take antioxidants. There's another set of scientific data that's very, very new, and this is what LifeVantage does. We activate the body's own protective mechanisms. We use this NRF2 pathway in cells, and when the cells have this pathway activated, they make their own antioxidants. And so these are just some of the studies that show that it happens in every single tissue in the body. It happens in neurons, it happens in cerebral blood vessels, it happens in muscles, it happens in fat tissue, it happens in every single tissue throughout the entire body. If you can activate that pathway naturally, the tissue is healthier. And not only that, it's not just healthier, it's more protected from the damage around it, and it's able to clean up the damage that's existing there, that's accumulated over time, in a much more efficient way. Okay, so it's a very, very exciting area. This is the NRF2 pathway, and I'm going to leave this on the screen for a minute so you guys can all copy it down. This is a really, really simplified version of it. I spent a week at Cambridge University in the beginning of January at a conference, scientific conference, that was just about the NRF2 pathway, right? Can you think of anything more miserable than spending an entire week talking about the NRF2 pathway? I liked it. I liked it a lot. But every single day, I swear to God, my mind was blown every single day, because there were researchers from around the world studying this pathway in the skin, studying this pathway in the liver, this pathway in the muscles, this pathway in the brain, this pathway in all of those tissues. And so going into it sort of intellectually knowing, you know, that the NRF2 pathway could do this and this and this and this, because I've studied it for a long time, to hear all of these international scientists just corroborating that over and over and over again, for me, it built a lot of belief that over the last 5 years or so, not only have we not been overplaying our hand at LifeVantage, I think we've been underplaying it in a very significant way. So what happens here is this, here's your NRF2 protein. This is inside of every single cell in your body, and it's anchored to make it inactive by this other protein called KEAP1. So right now, this complex that you see here is inside all your cells, but it's outside of your nucleus. That's where your genes are. That's where your genetic material is, your DNA. And so what this is doing, what this complex is doing, is sensing cellular stress. It's sitting there listening as if it were a thermostat to see if that cell is in balance or not in balance. And if it's not in balance, it's under stress from something. Once that happens, this NRF2 gets dissociated from that KEAP1 anchoring protein. And once it's away, it can travel from the cytoplasm into the nucleus, and it attaches to this part of the gene called the ARE, the antioxidant response element. And that's the signal for the cell to produce a whole bunch of protective proteins, these antioxidant enzymes like superoxide dismutase and catalase and glutathione peroxidase. There's a whole long list of them. But it also produces a whole nother set of proteins that we sort of generally recall stress response proteins or housekeeping proteins that don't protect you like that first set of proteins do, but they go and clean up the damage that has slipped through. Does that make sense to everybody? So, you know, you've got your cellular stress thermostat here. It gets activated when you're under stress, and it produces all these protective effects. The cell comes back healthier and stronger and more vibrant than it was before. What we do, you can see up here, these big blue blobs up here, NRF2 activators, we know now, and we've only known this over the last 10 or 20 years, that we can naturally, manually activate that pathway. We can go in there and we can flip on the thermostat if it's too hot in here. Whew, is it too hot in here? A little warm in here, right? The thermostat should kick the air conditioning on to bring the temperature of this cell that we're in back to homeostasis, back to balance. If it were too cold in here, the heat would come on. The same exact thing is happening when we're using these NRF2 activators. We can use natural ingredients like sulforaphane from broccoli, like resveratrol that's in your red wine, like the polyphenols. Everybody says, ooh, when I say that, you know. Oh, great, red wine. Dark chocolate, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, the list is very long of all the natural NRF2 activating plants that we know of. And we know the compounds, we know the bioactives in each one of those plants that lets us say this: don't take antioxidants, make antioxidants. Why wouldn't you, if you knew that this pathway existed in your body, why wouldn't you just naturally activate it to make yourself healthier or make yourself look better or feel better or perform better? That's what we're doing here at LifeVantage. Right? So you might be sitting there, and you might be the one person that I meet in every city that I go to that eats 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables and has no stress and gets 8.5 hours of sleep and is physically active every single day. And I can see people in the front row rolling their eyes, right? You want to meet that guy too. They're no fun, that guy. You don't want to meet that guy. There's another reason that even if you're doing all of those things and you've got a pretty good situation going on, as we age, you probably still want to be manually activating your NRF2 pathway. And the reason is because our production of it goes down as we age. So what you're looking at here is protein levels in a young mouse, of protein levels of the NRF2 protein. You can see a very healthy, thick blot right here. And you can see that it's very faint here in the old situation. This means that the older mouse is making less NRF2 protein. They have less of an ability to trigger that pathway to protect the cell and to clean up the damage. You can look at it a couple of different ways. You can see here the old has, you know, maybe a quarter of the NRF2 protein that a young mouse has. And the result of that is that if your shield is smaller, so to speak, you're not able to shield yourself from those damaging factors in the environment, your level of oxidative stress is much higher. And here's one way to measure that. Here's the young, pretty low, because they have a lot of NRF2. Here's the old, pretty high level of damage, because they have a little bit of NRF2. Logical to everybody? So I mentioned that we know a lot about how to manually, naturally activate this pathway. Here's how we do it with Protandim. These are the five ingredients in Protandim. Curcumin from turmeric, EGCG from green tea, silymarin from milk thistle, etc. You can see the other ones. And people will sometimes, let me ask you if this has ever happened to any of you. They look at the side of the Protandim bottle, and they look at it and they go, yeah, turmeric, yeah, green tea, yeah. I know all these things. I'm good. I'm going to go down to the Whole Foods and get all these and just take them myself, right? And you laugh because this has probably happened to you, right? Do you think if that person goes down to the grocery store or Walgreens or wherever and gets turmeric and starts taking it, are they going to get any benefit at all? Some. Exactly. They're going to get a little bit of a benefit. More benefit than when they were taking zero. And same thing if they start drinking green tea. And same thing if they do any of these. But the secret of these isn't the thing. It's the synergy between them. And what I mean by that is this. We can study this. And we study this all the time in our laboratory. Where what we're doing is, this is showing how much fold induction any of these ingredients activate the NRF2 pathway. So remember that part that it docks on, that ARE that's part of your genetic material, that antioxidant response element? That's what we're looking at here. So you can see ashwagandha, pretty good NRF2 activator. Milk thistle, okay NRF2 activator. You can see where all the other ones fall. They're all NRF2 activators, and we can measure that. But when we put them together in the specific ratios and the specific amounts and the specific potencies that we have in Protandim, this is what we get. So here are two versions, the US version and the Japan version, slightly different formulas because of regulatory reasons. But you can see that the fold induction is not only much higher, but it occurs at a much lower dose. So we're able to get NRF2 activation. We're able to get that protective effect and that cleanup effect and that restorative effect inside of every individual cell profoundly because of the synergy that we have. You know, so I say back to that person who's down rummaging around at the supplement shop looking for, all right, here's some turmeric and here's some green tea, I'm going to mix them together. If they do that, they're going to get five. That's the best fold induction they're going to get, an additive effect. If they take green tea, one. Turmeric, one. Milk thistle, one, etc. They're going to get an additive effect. And it's easy to get that. You know, you're not going to necessarily wash out the effect of the other things, but you're not going to get that true synergy. If you do the calculation here, this synergy is more like, instead of a 5 times additive effect, it's more like a 13, 15, 19, 20, depending on the bioassay that we look at and the cell type that we look at. It's a true synergy. So just because we have that in Protandim, we know that we're giving them a very, very pure, efficacious, active way to induce that NRF2 pathway. Make sense to everybody? Okay. So now we can take this thinking and we can build it into all of our other products. That idea of synergy, we can now say, okay, this, when we do it in a human body, does some pretty good things. Here's one of the human feeding trials that we've done. And what you see here is age on the x-axis and cellular stress measured by something called T-bars. This is measuring damage to cell membranes throughout the entire body. And what do you see immediately before supplementation in the red dots? Higher. Who's higher? The old dudes. Yeah. So you look at the red dots and you can see a very clear age-related increase in cellular damage. Right? So an 80-year-old here has a lot more cellular damage than an 18 or 20-year-old. Does that everybody see that?
Right.
Now, in the green dots, this is after supplementation, after taking one tablet of Protandim once a day for 30 days. Now, you can't tell who's the 80-year-old or the 18-year-old or the 40-year-old, right? From a cellular damage perspective, They're all the same. They're all at a youthful level. So this is the conclusion from that scientific publication. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by protandim treatment, with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% in 30 days is astonishing that you can get that effect on average throughout every single tissue in the body. And so people have asked me, this study came out in 2006, and they've said, you know, well, I see in your 20 studies that are summarized in this book and are available on PubMed and those sorts of places, you know, you've done a lot of tissue studies, you know, tissue culture studies. You've done a lot of bioassays. You've done some animal studies. You know, why? And the reason for it is that with a human feeding trial as our very first trial, the question is, does this happen in every tissue? With a T-bars measurement like that, you don't know where the effect is coming from. We know it's 40% somewhere reduction in oxidative damage, reduction in cellular stress. The body's doing better, but it might all be coming from the brain. It might all be coming from the skin or the bones or the muscles or wherever. You don't know where it's coming from. And that's why we did all those other studies, to find out, yes, it works in these blood vessels. Yes, it works. Yes, it works. Yes, it works. Yes, it works. And so now we're back to the point where we know it works in all those tissues. And so now we're putting people into MRI scanners. And now we're measuring their muscle loss over time. And now we're measuring their athletic performance. And now we're measuring their lung performance. You know, so we're back to doing these kinds of whole-scale human trials because we've been able to prove it out that it happens in every single tissue. I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the data we have in skin. Now, this is in isolated skin. We have also, on our True Science skincare system, we've done studies where we've had people use it for 4 weeks or 8 weeks, and we see some of the things you would expect. Here, you can see them right up here. 95% more moisturized and hydrated, 94% smoother skin, 87% younger looking skin. That's all great data. But as scientists, we want to figure out why. Why is the skin looking so good so fast? And one of the reasons for it, when we look at isolated skin that's been treated with the Nrf2 activators, the skin is coming back healthier and stronger than it was in the first place. And that's what's illustrated on this slide. We're looking here at the Nrf2 intensity. So how much Nrf2 protein is in the skin after using the True Science products? You see, we have three treatment conditions here. One is untreated skin. One is skin that's been treated with just a sort of a regular moisturizing, collagen-improving kind of a skin, right? So that skin's going to look better. And then a True Science treatment group. And what you see here clearly is that there's a dramatically higher level of the Nrf2 protein in the skin that's been treated with the Nrf2 activators, right? Does that make sense to everybody? So you put it on your skin's making more Nrf2. It's making more of that protein that can protect you when you end up getting bombarded by some sort of a cellular stress. And the biggest cellular stress that we face to our skin is what? Sunlight, and specifically the UV rays in the sunlight, the ultraviolet. Here, we've bombed the skin with ultraviolet light, and we want to see how the skin responds to that very damaging intervention. What we're looking at here is something called thymine dimers. This is DNA damage, right? It's a way that we can stain the skin and we can see how much DNA damage you have after being bombed with that UV light. Same sort of treatments. Untreated skin, treated with just a moisturizing platform, and then treated with the True Science. So here, a lower level indicates less DNA damage. And you can see a very significant effect here. True Science treatment reduces the DNA damage. So this is showing us that the skin has more of the protective ability, and as a result of that, is able to withstand a very significant stress so that it doesn't become damaged as much. There's all kinds of ways you can damage your skin, right? So I'm out in the sun a lot. I shave a lot, shave my face, shave my head. I'm a cyclist like these guys back here. What else do we shave? We shave our legs, right? So too much information, but there you go. Shaving causes a lot of irritation. Think about the cellular damage you're doing. It's a shear stress. You're scraping a sharpened piece of metal across your skin, right? That's going to cause some damage. There's lots of ways we can measure damage to that tissue. One is by getting a trained technician to measure irritation after shaving. So here's two groups of people. One, a group of 27 males. This red bar is 13 of them were African American. Why do you think we split Caucasians and African Americans in a shaving study? Different skin, different hair, right? And African Americans tend to get a lot more shaving irritation, right? So we want to use them as a subgroup to say this is the highest stress situation by using the shear stress. Here's baseline. We had the guys come into the lab before they shaved, and we measured their level of irritation. Not too bad, you know, mild to moderate. Then we had them shave, and you can see that their irritation is very high, you know, mid to high moderate level of irritation. Then we had them use the cleanser in the True Science skincare regimen, the cleanser as a shaving cream, the perfecting lotion as an aftershave, and then the moisturizing cream as a moisturizer, the anti-aging cream as a moisturizer. And then we had them do that for 7 days, then we had them come into the lab again. We measured them before they shaved, and you can see that their skin before they shave after 7 days of using the True Science system is better than it was in the first place. Right? So that's a pretty good place to be. Then we had them shave to see how much damage we could induce. None. Wow. None. Their skin was so protected that we weren't able to induce any damage. That's after 7 days of usage. Here's another way of measuring that. We measure something called transepidermal water loss. It's a way to measure, is your skin a good barrier, keeping certain things out and keeping certain things in. Same sort of a scenario. Before they shaved in the laboratory, after they shaved in the laboratory, and you can see, look at what this did to their barrier function. They're up into the critical damage measurements after just shaving one time, as they normally would. Had them use the products for 7 days. Came back into the laboratory. Look at this. Their skin's better, again, in terms of barrier function. It's doing its job in a much more efficient way. And then we had them shave in the lab. Can't even damage it. Right? We can't disrupt that barrier because the skin is so much more resilient to that stress. It really makes your skin bulletproof in certain ways, right? So we have these kind of data that show that your skin looks better, but you know, it's doing something that no other cosmetic on the market can do. It makes you look better because it's making your skin better. It's making your skin healthier. It's making your skin more stress resilient. And there's nothing on the market that does that. So I'm going to shift gears and talk about Axia for just a second. So this is one of my kind of specialty areas of research. And when you study what makes people fatigued, what you find is that, and I alluded to this a little bit when I started, sometimes it's just stress that's making them feel fatigued. And if you can alleviate that stress, their energy comes back. Sometimes it's their mood. And if you can raise their mood, their energy comes back. Sometimes it's brain fog. And if you can lift that, their energy comes back. And you know, there's all kinds of ways we can measure it in psychology research. We can measure burnout. We can measure the opposite of burnout, which is called vigor in psychology research. We can measure depression indexes. We can measure all sorts of different things. The problem with this is very similar to something I said before. You know, when people are stressed and they just have this swirling world around them, they almost accept their situation and they think, this is just the way it's going to be. I can't get out of this. Same thing happens here. When you feel tired, stressed, depressed, you're feeling like you're off. And you are off because your body is out of balance from a cellular stress perspective. When that happens, if it's your mood, you very often go and you get one of these kinds of things. Anybody recognize any of those brands up there? Oh, yeah. Every single one of those is a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical, right? And I'm not an anti-pharmaceutical guy by any stretch of the imagination, but if your issue is being out of balance from a cellular stress perspective, not a single one of those addresses that problem. Nrf2 metabolism addresses that problem. So if it's your restlessness, right? You have enough stress and tension so you can't relax, you might get one of these sleep drugs, right? Multi-billion dollar products. If it's your mental focus, you might get one of these. And if it's just plain old stress-induced fatigue, you might self-medicate with one of those guys, right? And everybody laughs when I put that last group up because it hits close to home, right? Because that's what people are reaching for. And it makes perfect sense, right? If you feel tired, stressed, depressed, off, and you just need something to, good Lord, help me get through the day, it makes sense to grab one of those from the 7-Eleven, right? Until Axio. So all of those together is about $100 billion every single year in the United States alone, right? It's a massive, massive category that people are spending money on because they're off, because they're out of balance. They don't feel the way they want to feel. So when we put Axio together, we wanted to make sure to take the same matrix approach that's built into Protandim and the same matrix approach that's built into True Science so we could address different areas of metabolism at the same time. So we've got NRF2 activators in here. We have got neurotransmitter modulators in here. We've got blood flow enhancers in here, all for the idea of if we can positively affect mood and mental focus and stress resilience, people are going to get energy, because their fatigue is going to go away. So it's a very, very different kind of quote-unquote energy drink. Nothing else like it exists out there right now. So when we fed it to 400 people in this usage trial before we launched it, what we found was, here's the two flavors that we had at the time, Huckleberry Green Grape and Red Raspberry. We're looking at the initial energy boost. When did people start feeling something with just one usage? And how long did it last, the duration of that energy boost? And what you see is, this is kind of a busy slide, but you're seeing that the vast majority of people, up to 70% of people, are feeling it after 0 to 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. So people are feeling it pretty quickly. The onset of action is within minutes, so that's pretty good. When people are fatigued, they want to feel not fatigued as quickly as possible. But then we wanted to make sure that people were having a sustained energy benefit. And when you look here, you can see that about 70% of the people are feeling it for multiple hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, 4 or more hours. And that's good. So it's coming on quickly in minutes. It's lasting for hours. There's no drop off. It's sort of a glide back to where you were before instead of falling off of a cliff. We also wanted to see, because it works so differently, we wanted to see what happens when people use it every single day for a period of time. And that's what some of these data look like. So this is using it, either flavor, once a day for 7 days. And you can see that then things like mental focus start to appear in a high percentage of people. And then this one I love. When you're using it like that on a regular basis, you're feeling like you have a higher ability to accomplish more. This is what I would measure in my studies as psychological vigor, or the absence of burnout. People feel not just energized, but they feel motivated in a very unique way, that they have energy that not only is making them feel less fatigued, but it's the kind of energy where they want to get up out of their seat and do something with it. And that's really, really important. And that's what our products are. That's a pretty quick overview of how our products work, how they're different. You know, you might look at them and go, well, that's just a cosmetic. Lots of people have that. But not anybody has a cosmetic that works the way ours works. You might look at an energy drink like Axio and say, there's energy drinks on every street corner. But none of them work the way that Axio works to deliver that suite of benefits. And then same thing with Protandim. Nothing works at that cellular level to not just have an anti-aging effect, but to have a real tissue preservation and inducement of the body's natural pathways. Nothing works the way any of these products work. So I stole this slide from the NRF2 conference that I was at in January. So when I was there, I spoke about phytonutrient activation of the NRF2 pathway, right? So I shared some of the data on Protandim and True Science and Axio. I talked about isolated phytonutrients like pine bark and quercetin and green tea catechins and things like that. And the thing that I really came away from that conference with was this, that it's not just about oxidative stress. It's not just about inflammatory stress. It's not just about, I'm trying to broaden it to be more about cellular stress in general, but it seems that this NRF2 pathway is really more about being a convergence point in the body for our interaction with the world around us, our psychological world, our physical world, everything that is involved in the environment. So all of this stuff out here, cancer, stress, insulin metabolism, calorie restriction, lipid metabolism, all of this in the world is coordinated through that NRF2 pathway. And the result of that is our ability to resist stress, our ability to have normal, balanced metabolism, our ability to live a long, healthful life, all of that is coordinated by this Nrf2 pathway. It's a really, really exciting time because that's what LifeVantage is all about. It's about making that pathway more efficient with all of these products in a natural way so that we're able to withstand the stresses all around us. So that's as big a category as you can encounter, I think, out there. And you're going to hear from some people who can tell you how to make a business out of that if that's something that you're interested in. So that's it for me on the product section. I thank you guys for coming out tonight. Have a good night. Brandon! So I'm going to introduce you.
There you go.
I didn't know I was going to introduce Brandon, so I don't have any prepared remarks, but I got to tell you, Brandon is one of our newest Pro 10s in the company. Brandon and Lynette are, I consider you guys to be good friends. We've only known each other for about a year or so. You guys are in for a treat because these guys, you were never in network marketing before, right?
Nope.
First network marketing experience. And I would say, I've been involved in lots of network marketing experience. And I will say to you, shame on you. This is the, nobody should get this as their first try, right? You should have to go out there and experience some of the stuff that's out there with other companies, right? LifeVantage is really, really trying to change the way network marketing is perceived, right? In terms of the science, in terms of how the products work, in terms of how we promote them. And it's people just like Brandon and Lynette that we are trying to attract into the company. So we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. All right. Thank you.